Now have the pleasure of David Bourke from the National Learning Network in studio. Good morning, David. How are
morning,
you?
Morning, no, thanks very much.
A busy time for you in Coolock Library now. The general library, people always assume that with technology, like books, has gone out of fashion. But I think they're becoming more popular now. I know yeah. people have all these tabs and all, but still there's nothing like holding the paperback in your hands.
Absolutely, yeah. I think the libraries are adapting very well now, yeah.
And the kids, though, are really,
yeah,
you know, want to read and want to read the books and that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I actually finished a kid's book last night myself. Well, it's sort of a kid's book, Red Dog it's called. They're an Australian dog. A terrific small little thing. Okay, well, tell us what's going on in the exhibition.
Yeah, so I, Noel, you had me on now before Christmas and I was talking about just National Learning Network in general. People might know, they might be aware of the Fresh Start programme in Coolock here, so we're just part of a bigger organisation. National Learning Network is the biggest non-government training organisation in the country, actually. So, and we have a centre in Swords then that Coolock is attached to. So it's the Swords Centre and all a range of courses that we're kind of putting on show in a number of libraries. And we're just happen to be coming to Coolock in the backyard here on Monday. So that's why I'm on, really, just to talk about that, yeah.
Okay, what time are you... Oh, you're there from 10:30 to 12:30 on Monday.
Yeah, well, we're setting up sort of Monday morning, mid-morning, and then we're going to have a kind of meet-and-greet session on the final Friday of the display. So it'll be an information stand just about all the courses you can do, what skills you can get out of them. It's really a range of stuff, different FETAC levels, emphasis on work experience. There's a FETAC level 5 office and IT skills program. There are other that are more about gaining confidence and meeting people. Full range of courses. We've been going around different libraries doing this. And it's just going to be an information stand. I'll be around on the final Friday, which is the 31st, just to kind of meet and greet. So that's the 10:30 to 12:30 on the 31st there, you know. So I'll be there to answer any questions. But you can turn up anytime from next Monday onwards. Have a look at what courses are there, pick up any brochures. You can even fill out an interest form and pop it in the box there, and we'll collect that from time to time.
So when you talk about personalised here, specialist supports, what exactly does that mean?
I suppose, I mean, we receive our funding now from what was FAST, now Sullis, and from the HSE, depending on the course. And I suppose what we're funded to do and what we aim to do really is, it's kind of giving a service that's based on people's goals. So if someone's goal is to get a part-time job, or it could be to go on to further training in a more specialised area, or it could be a full-time job, it could be anything, but we're going to help them with that really and provide a lot of support around that, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a bit more individualised kind of learning involved really with it, and we try and tailor it to the person's own goals. Mm-hmm. There's ongoing kind of review processes with people to see where they're at, help them set goals and reflect on what they've achieved, you know, and that's it really, you know.
So it can fluctuate a little bit. That's what I was getting at, because some people go into some things and they're sort of, it's stable and that's it, that's all you can do, but this is sort of more flexible and it looks at the skills that the people already have.
Absolutely.
And see how they can improve on
that. That's crucial, you know. We have some courses now that are specifically for younger learners, but then a lot of our courses, there'd be a very open kind of an age range and people from sort of all walks of life and with lots of life experience, lots of work experience, and maybe they just want to explore something new. Maybe they want to return to something that they worked in before, but we'll take it from there. And you're dead right. It's not just about, well, what do I need to learn? It's about figuring out what you already have to offer, you know, and that's crucial, and that can help build people's confidence.
And obviously,
confidence,
it's going around to different places, the network. So, anything that people decide that they want to do will happen in their area. They won't have to travel too far.
Yeah, well, our centre is in Swords, so the range of courses, most of them are done in Swords. There's a Fresh Start course here in Coolock, which is a sort of satellite of that. There's one course run here, a couple of courses run in a Balbriggan centre as well. But I would say to people, you know, wherever it's being held, it's in Coolock Library at the moment, look at the courses that are there and see what you're interested in. And even give us a ring if you're not sure, and we can give you a bit of further advice. Mm-hmm. Apply for the course that interests you, that you think is right for you, and we can take it from there.
Okay. And is there an age gap, or is there a remit on age, or is it for everybody?
Depending on the course, like I said, there are some now that the age group would be younger. It would be sort of 16 to 24 kind of age. But the majority of our courses would be really, it's kind of working age, like it's right up to sort of 65, you
That's
know.
That's great, yeah.
And it can give the courses a really good mix of people with different experiences, different backgrounds, you know. So,
Yeah, because an awful lot of people that you hear over the past 4 or 5 years, some people have been in the job 20, 30 years and sort of, I won't say stuck there, but they've been comfortably earning their wage, and then they've lost their jobs. And that's the type of thing I was saying earlier on, that they can either expand on the skills, they can change completely. Mm. But some of the people don't even realise the skills that they've picked up in certain jobs, especially over a long period of time.
Yeah, that's it. So it's kind of encouraging, what skills do you have that are transferable to any workplace that you already have, and then are there any skills, specific skills, could be IT skills, could be office skills, whatever, whatever industry you're interested in, and trying to develop that. So there are courses that are geared towards, you know, specific skills, and there are courses that are more about just exploring, like Fresh Start, for example, or that would be more about exploring what options you want to go on to, you know. So
okay, well, I see you have a phone number here, but the website they can log on to www.nin.ie.
Yeah, NLN. Sorry, looks like an eye on it.
Yeah,
looks like an eye on the sheet. Yeah, and that just gives us the whole thing, the whole sort of description of the organisation. Really, I mean, there's other centres all around the country and in Dublin as well. The number then is for Swords. Then, if you want,
841-840-1420. Okay, and you're there on Monday, the 20th of January, and you're there until Thursday, the 30th. And there most of the day anyway, and you can just talk to people.
Yeah, it'll still be up and running on the 31st as well.
Oh, will it? Okay.
And we'll be there on the 31st. I'll be there to talk to people about the courses individually. So it depends what you want. People might want to just drop in, fill out a form, stick their name in, or give us a ring, or they might want to meet with us personally on the Friday 31st. Absolutely fine. Whichever suits. Yeah.
And just correct myself, it's NLN.ie.
NLN, yeah.
Okay.
And 840-4120, that's the Swords number then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. And that's David Bourke from the National Learning Network.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.